Alrighty. Well, thank you for that very kind introduction. I said this when I did my first devotion. I call them devotions, meditations, whatever you want to call them. I either get really excited and loud, or I get really emotional, and I'm feeling really emotional. So it might be one of those evenings, boys. And I'll also turn with me to John 17. Also would like to start with a word of prayer, and then we'll get right into this. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, for this chilly weather. And Father, thank you for brothers in Christ. Thank you for men of God, Lord, that have heeded the call to serve one another, to serve your body and serve this lost world. And Lord, let us not take it for granted. And Lord, let us use the time that you give us wisely. It's in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Well, I did have several different messages. And I wanted to start off in John chapter 17. You don't have to have your Bible. I can just read it to us. But everybody knows this passage pretty well. Mark touched on it at family camp, talking about fellowship. And in John 17, verse 17, Jesus was praying to God, to the Father. And he said, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." Now, jump down with me to verse 20. He said, "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me." And I was thinking about these verses, and I just want to start with this because we're going to go to the key passage in a minute. One of the most cool things I've heard ever, Matt said it. I'm not sure where he said it or when he said it. He said, "But we are the fulfillment of prophecy." And I want to encourage you this weekend, or going into this men's camp, we are also the answer to Jesus's prayers. Yeah, right. This right here, I was sitting around this campfire. You know, I get emotional because when I think about where I was a year ago, you guys don't know me very well, but I wasn't sitting around campfires doing this. I was sitting around campfires, but it wasn't doing this. And I'm so thankful for the body of Christ. And I never want to take that for granted. And I want to encourage you guys this evening that a lot of you guys have been doing this for a long time. You've been in Christ. You're seasoned Christians. And I just want to encourage you how much it means to guys like me. It means the world. For a young Christian, a guy who was led astray by false doctrines, I was a faith alone evangelist for years, and I led many people astray with the teachings that I taught, and that's something that drives me today to go out and share the gospel. And as we talk about preparing for our purpose and preparing for what God has called us to do, I don't know your individual calling. I don't know what God has called you individually to do. But I guarantee you it has something to do with this book right here. I guarantee you that it has something to do with the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ that he has given to us. And why did he give it to us? John 17, verse 20, he prayed that they may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. As we are one in Christ, the body of Christ united, the purpose of that is so that they will believe that the Father sent Jesus Christ here to redeem mankind. Turn with me to Luke chapter 10. And that was just a little preface to what we're going to talk about. Because I don't know about you guys, but I love the Bible. Just to catch you up, I didn't believe in this book a year ago. I'd gotten to a point in my life where because of my sin and because of the things that I was doing, the way that I was living, I'm not going to go into great detail on the things I was doing because of the youngsters here. If you want to hear more later, I'll be happy to share with you. But I had decided this book can't be true because of the way I was living my life. Because of the way I was living, I had denied God's word. And I truly did believe when I used to be a faith alone preacher. I believed in the word. I was just led astray by false teachings. But, you know, it took me going through those things to really get to a point where I was like, all right, I know this book is true. I've studied it for 20 years. And there's a story in Luke chapter 10 I want to go over tonight. And I want to go over this to kind of help prepare us and get us in the right mindset or whatever you want to call it for what we're going to be partaking in this weekend. Because I don't know about you guys, but I imagine there's some other people around this campfire tonight that have been going through some stuff. I know for a fact there's people around this campfire that have been going through some stuff. And this story in Luke chapter 10 is a fitting story because it's men's camp and it's talking about two women. So Mary and Martha. Martha and Mary. And I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm assuming Mary and Martha is Lazarus's sisters, right? Okay. I'm just making sure I'm on point there. All right, so Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. Let's just stop right there for a second. she told Jesus, you know, she stopped and said, Lord, don't you care that I'm doing all this serving? We'll just keep reading. That always blew my mind that Martha, you know, was like, Lord, why are you allowing this? You know, why are you allowing this to happen? You don't care that I'm doing all this serving while she's sitting at your feet listening to the word? And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Now, I was thinking about this story and going into this weekend and, you know, we get this time, this next, I guess, less than 48 hours to serve one another. And let me first off start by saying this. This story is not about how we're not supposed to serve. Obviously, we're supposed to serve. It was more so talking about the fact that Martha was so distracted with her serving. She was so distracted and so worried and so troubled about many things, the scripture said, that she had the audacity, first of all, to call Jesus out. Like, hey, why aren't you saying anything about this? While Mary was sitting there at Jesus' feet, listening to the word, listening to Jesus, spending time in the presence of her Savior, Martha was so distracted and so worried about things that she had the audacity to say, do you not care? First of all, I want to encourage you guys tonight that first and foremost, the Lord does care. Whatever anxiousness, whatever worries, whatever you brought with you, if you brought something with you to this men's camp, I want to encourage you first and foremost that he does care. Because 1 Peter 5:7 says that we're to cast all our cares upon him. For he cares for us. So whatever you brought with you, whatever is going to distract you this weekend from sitting at the feet of Jesus and hearing his word, from listening to this word, which Jesus prayed would sanctify us, would set us apart. Whatever that distraction is, I pray that you cast it at the feet of Jesus tonight. Whether it's around this campfire, whether it's when you go to your tent or your camper or wherever, don't keep that distraction with you all weekend. We have a beautiful time to come together. We have a beautiful time to fellowship. And I love that part of church, of the assembly, of not just church on Sunday, but just being a part of the body. You know, there was a time when we were church hopping, as I called it. We'd hop from one church to another. It's funny because the number one thing that drove us away from churches was their doctrine on baptism. And oddly enough, they were right. Most of those churches were right. My doctrine was wrong. But we would never stay. As soon as that sermon was over, as soon as that last song finished, I was making a beeline for the door. I was like, get the kids, let's go. Like, I was ready to go. But now it's not like that. I love Wednesday nights. I love Sunday nights. It's not a burden. It's not something, as Brother Mark said, something I'm checking off my list. I actually look forward to going to church. Number one, I get to hang out with my brothers and sisters in Christ. But number two, I get to hear the word. I get to hear somebody share the word, whether it's Jeremiah or Matt or one of the other saints doing their meditations. I love to hear Jesus's word. And it is his word that changes us. You know, Romans 12, 1 and 2 says that we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. This is the only thing that's going to do it. And I know you guys that have been doing this a long time, you can kind of get into a routine of things. And if you're starting to feel at all like Martha, because often when I read this scripture in verse 41, he says, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha. I often wonder if Jesus would say TK, 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 TK. Because I'll be a little upfront and honest with you guys today. I've been going through a lot of things lately and distracted and anxious and feeling all these different feelings. And I think that's why I felt like this message was fitting, because I know if I'm going through it, that means probably some other brothers in this circle are going through it too. So I wanted to encourage you guys with that. Real quick, I'm going to flip over to one more scripture. And then I want to tie in Mary. I have no idea how long I've been going. So David, if you could like give me some kind of, I usually bring my phone out and I don't have it today. Or I don't even have it ready. Huh? Oh, okay. I don't even know where that is. Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. All right. So Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, it says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not your life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? I love that verse. Verse 27, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. One thing's for sure, we don't have to worry about what we're going to eat this weekend. Amen. We got plenty of food. One thing's for sure, we don't have to worry about what we're drinking. We got plenty of water. Mike needs a jacket, but other than that, we all at least have some clothes. We'll find Matt some pants later. They're over at Leah's. We had nothing to worry about, guys. So if you came into this with a little bit of that Martha in you, just like I know I have, let's cast those cares at the feet of Jesus. And let's serve one another. Let's not use it as an excuse. Well, that's not what the scripture is saying. We are to serve. We are to love each other. We're supposed to help each other out. But let's make sure that one thing that Mary decided to do, we focus on this weekend. And that's sitting at the feet of Jesus and hearing his word. I truly am thankful for you guys. I truly am thankful that I have, you know, brothers in Christ that encourage me regularly. And when it comes to this book, it is what's going to show us our purpose. And the more we're like Mary and we spend time in his word, the more we're going to be prepared for that purpose. It's times like this when we get to set apart and come together and get into the word and get into fellowship that I truly believe for me and probably for you guys too are what prepares us, are what sets us apart. There's a lot of different people doing a lot of different things this weekend, but what we get to do here, I truly think is special. And thank you guys from Harrisonburg and Matt for all your efforts to put this thing on. It means the world to me. And for you young guys, you youngsters, teenagers and young men, I want to encourage you guys because you guys have some very awesome parents that love the Lord. And as you're growing up, you're going to have to be faced with a lot of different decisions. And the more you fall in love with this book right here, the better off you're going to be. I don't have many deep theological truths that I know yet. I look forward to learning those things. But the things that I do know, I want to share with others. And I know that's our purpose, is to go out and share it with others. So we're preparing for that purpose this weekend. And I just thank you guys for allowing me to be a part of it.